wake up with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. That's right. The playoffs are heating up in the NBA, and we've got a great show for you. Coming up on this week's program, we have an interview with Venora Lewis. She's the host of the V Report, NFL Digest, and the Huddle Up for the MTNB Sports Podcast Network. She's also a contributing writer for Ambush Sports Network and Beyond Women's Sports, and she's also the founder of the nonprofit organization, the V Foundation. We're going to talk the New York Knicks being in the NBA playoffs. It's a fun interview, so we hope you check it out. All right, before we get to all of that, I want to get to my top three storylines. I want to start off with behavior at NBA games. This week proved to be a black eye for the National Basketball Association. There was not one, not two, but three incidents that made national headlines. The first incident took place in the playoff game in Game 2 of the series between the Washington Wizards and the Philadelphia 76ers. Russell Westbrook, we know about what's happened to him and his history with fans over the course of his career. Here's another incident that happened with Russ.
17, Scott Brooks without one of his main men, Russell Westbrook, who evidently tweaked his right ankle a few moments ago, and as they were leading him off the floor, and fans come out and cheer, come out and boo, yell all you want. We encourage that. This is just plain stupidity. Somebody pouring some popcorn and any athlete, being Westbrook or whomever, they are pumped with their adrenaline. He's probably feeling bad. His team may be en route here to losing this game too. Just a stupid thing to do. I don't care.
Indeed, it was a stupid thing to do. That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. And as you heard in the audio, Washington Wizards guard Russell Westbrook had popcorn thrown at him by a fan in Game 2 of the NBA playoff series between the Washington Wizards and the Philadelphia 76ers. Russ went in, attempted to try to confront the fan. He was restrained. And again, this goes back to this is not the first time that this has happened to him with several run-ins with fans. It happened with him on quite a few occasions in Salt Lake City when he played with the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Utah Jazz. I remember there was a similar incident that happened, I want to say in Portland or in Denver, but I know this is not the first time that Russell Westbrook has had fans harass him and say mean things to him and things of that nature. At the end of the game, here's what Russell had to say about the whole incident.
That incident with the fans.
Man, I don't know, bro. Unfortunately, you know, I was leaving out and then I just seen some popcorn on top of my head, you know. And to be blatantly honest, man, this shit is getting out of hand, especially for me. Just the amount of disrespect, the amount of just fans doing whatever the fuck they want to do. It's just out of pocket, man. Out of pocket, seriously. Like, in the other setting, you know, I'm all for the fans enjoying the game and having fun. And, you know, it's part of sports. I get it. But there's certain things that cross the line. And any other setting, I know for a fact that fans, and they want to come up. A guy wouldn't come on the street and pour popcorn on my head. He know what happened. A guy wouldn't come up.
All right, that was just some audio courtesy of Bleacher Report, and that was Russell Westbrook sharing his thoughts on what happened with the fan from the Philadelphia 76ers, and as well as in general fans coming in and enjoying themselves, and nothing wrong with rooting for their teams but being civil about it. And again, Russell has been in quite a few situations like this. And also this week we had a New York Knicks fan spat had spat on Trae Young. And then also there were reports of Ja Morant, guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. There was reports that his father had come out and said that there were several fans that had yelled ridiculously horrible racially charged messages to them. And, you know, this again, this is not the first time that we've had unruly behavior at NBA games. The NBA is the only league where the fans are very accessible to the players. If you look at any NBA arena, Madison Square Garden, also the First Union Center, you can look at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans or the Staples Center, any arena in the NBA, you can see that the fans have really close access to the players, which means they can talk to them, cheer at them. You know, they can cheer for them. They can express their frustrations at them in more ways than one. Again, we saw a similar situation that happened 2 years ago in the NBA Finals. There was a game where Warriors fans got a little choppy, got testy between Warriors fans and Kyle Lowry. You know, this, again, as I stated earlier, this is the only league where fans have almost really close access to the players. And I've always said this in the past. I said, this is not good at all, and things have got to change. And unfortunately, we've seen things happen this week with Russell Westbrook, with Trae Young, and with Ja Morant's family. And the NBA's got to do a better job. Now, as far as with the 76ers fan is concerned, that person was banned from Philadelphia 76ers games. That person had their season tickets revoked. Same thing for the New York Knicks fan. They were dealt the same consequences as well. They were dealt the same punishment as well. And I don't know what the situation is with the Utah Jazz, but I know Dwayne Wade, who is a minority owner in the Utah Jazz, expressed his discuss on social media, and rightfully so. There's just no place for that in sports. But again, this happens quite often, and unfortunately, if the NBA does not crack down on this, this is going to continue to be a major, major problem. Again, evidently we didn't learn our lesson from the Malice at the Palace in 2004. And something like that could happen again if we don't crack down on this. The NBA has got to – I mean, this is just my take on this. The NBA has got to crack down on having strict fan regulations. You come into the game, sign some type of document or maybe some type of paperwork knowing that you'll be respectful. You can root for your team, but also be very respectful of not just the players on the court, but also the families as well. Now, having your season tickets revoked, I am definitely a fan of that. Being banned for life for games, I'm definitely a fan of that, because after all, you know, you have to earn your going attending a sporting event. It's not just a right, but in my opinion, it's always been a privilege, because you get there, you work hard for, you know, you've worked hard all year long, or you've worked hard for a certain period of time to enjoy this, and you have the right to enjoy that. And it's also a privilege because you're out there watching some of the best athletes in the world, and you're getting them in their prime, and who knows what's going to happen down the line. But nevertheless, the NBA, again, it's from time and time again, we've seen incidents like this, and it's got to get better. And maybe also the NBA may need to change maybe some of the seating requirements at the arenas, because the courtside seats, sometimes a lot of those fans that sit in those courtside seats, they've been very choppy with the players over the years, and it's a tendency that things can get hectic. And we saw just the NBA not have a good look this week in regards to the incidents with Russell Westbrook, Trae Young, and Ja Morant's family. Got to do better. Not a good look. And they got Adam Silver. They've got to crack down on this. Meanwhile, let's move along now to some better news. The Milwaukee Bucks, they are rolling right now. The Milwaukee Bucks, again, similar to Brooklyn, they're a team that's a lot of the anticipation is very high for Milwaukee. Milwaukee cannot afford to lose in this first round. They really can't afford to lose in really in the second round. And Milwaukee is coming out blazing saddles. They are a team on a mission this year. Probably the one of the biggest steals before this NBA season has started was Drew Holiday. When Drew Holiday was brought to Milwaukee in the trade from New Orleans, that paid off to be big dividend. We talk about Seth Curry and Danny Green and Dwight Howard going over to Philadelphia, and that's been a great move as well as Chris Paul going to the Phoenix Suns. But what about Drew Holiday? That's been a very underrated move. Drew Holiday brings defense to that team. We know Milwaukee can score with Giannis and Chris Middleton and Brook Lopez and so much talent on that team. Pat Connaughton, there's a lot of talent on that team offensively. But Drew Holiday brings the veteran leadership. He brings the experience. He brings the defensive play. He is everything and then some for the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Bucks are definitely a team on a mission right now. And, again, in the East, everybody's saying it's either going to be Philly or Brooklyn. But Milwaukee is definitely making some noise, and that's a team we definitely have to pay attention going forward in this 2021 NBA playoff run. And for my final storyline is going to be the Los Angeles Clippers. Boy, the Clippers were so disappointing in the playoff run in the bubble last year. This year's team is on a mission. They're playing a tough team with Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. With the team being down 2-0, they have to come into game three, and it didn't look well for them in the beginning of game three. However, they were able to get it together. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Marcus Morris, and Rajon Rondo. Yeah, playoff Rondo. He showed up, and he came big in this game, and he needed to have it because, again, this is a pressure field. Last year was a pressure field year for the Clippers. It was Kawhi and Paul George's first year together. Year two is a different situation. It's no bubble. Things are a little bit open. Not too open, but things are a little bit open. And it's hard to win in the West because you got to compete with the defending champion Lakers. You got Utah, Memphis, Dallas, Phoenix. You got Portland, and there's Denver in the mix as well. So the Clippers, this is a pressure-filled year for them. Tyronn Lue, this is his first year as the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, and when they went down 2-0, the panic button started getting hit a little bit. It was like, oh, so the Clippers are who we think they are. We thought this was the team of the future. This was the new L.A. Well, it didn't look like that in the beginning, but however, the Clippers were able to get their act together, and they were able to win game three, and currently Dallas now leads the series 2-1. So we shall see. Again, it's going to be a long series. It's just so tough to win in the Western Conference when every team is really good. All right, that's been a complete segment one. And when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current playoff league leaders and the current playoff matchups in terms of who's leading in the series. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. How do you know him?
Come on, Donovan. Do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, sir.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt. That's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left.
Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not-so-friendly people. Think before you post.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Everybody,
welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on currently what's going on in terms of the league leaders in the NBA postseason. Let's start off with points per game. Currently, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks is the league leader in points per game. He's averaging 38 points per game so far in this postseason. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 37 points per game. Coming in third is Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 36.5 points per game. Coming in fourth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 36 points per game. And coming in fifth is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. He's averaging 34 points per game. The next category is rebounds per game. Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks is averaging 16 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in third is Yusuf Nurkic from the Portland Trail Blazers, followed by DeAndre Ayton and Clint Capella, both tied for fourth. Next category is assists per game. The league leader in this NBA playoff run thus far is Mike Conley from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 12.5 assists per game. Coming in third is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 11.5 assists per per game. Coming in at fourth is Trey Young from the Atlanta Hawks, and at fifth is Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Kyle Anderson from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 5 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Matisse Thybulle from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 3 steals per game. Coming in and then tied for third is Giannis, also Facundo Campazzo from the Denver Nuggets, and then Kawhi Leonard. Next category is blocks per game. Leading the league in this NBA postseason in blocks per game is Rudy Gobert. Actually, it's a tie for first place between Rudy Gobert and Matisse Thybulle from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then tied for third is Clint Capella and Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. And then in the fifth spot is Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. Next category is field goal percentage. Daniel Gafford from the Washington Wizards is leading the NBA in the postseason in field goal percentage. He's shooting 90% from the field. Rudy Gobert is second. He's shooting 86%. DeAndre Ayton is third, shooting at 82% from the field. Coming in at fourth is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting at 66%. And then coming in at fifth is Tristan Thompson from the Boston Celtics. He's shooting at 65%. Next category is three-point percentage. We have the leader is Ryu Hachimura from the Washington Wizards. He's shooting 100% from three-point range. Coming in second is Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's shooting 75%. Coming in third is Aaron Gordon from the Denver Nuggets. He's shooting 71%. And then Danny Green from the Philadelphia 76ers and Rajon Rondo are both tied for fourth in this NBA postseason and three-point percentage. They're both shooting 66%. Next category that we have is point field goals made. Currently, Damian Lillard is leading the NBA postseason in three-point field goals made with 19, followed by Luka Doncic is at number two with 17, followed by Tim Hardaway Jr. from the Dallas Mavericks at 15. And then tied for fourth is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets and Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. They both have made 13 three-point field goals made so far in the NBA playoffs. Next category is free throw percentage. And again, it's a tie for first place. We have Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers, followed by Jordan Clarkson from the Utah Jazz. Also, we have Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets, Mike Conley from the Utah Jazz, and Derrick Rose from the New York Knicks. They are all shooting 100% from the free throw line so far in this NBA postseason. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. Devin Booker is currently leading in minutes per game. He's averaging 42.3 minutes per game. Next up is number two is Kawhi Leonard. He's averaging 41.3 minutes per game. Tied for third is Paul George and Damian Lillard. They both have averaged 40.7 minutes per game. And then DeAndre Ayton is fifth. He is averaging 40 minutes per game. And those are the current league leaders in the NBA playoffs right now. Now let's get you caught up on what's currently going on in the playoff matchups in terms of who's ahead and in the seeding. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. The number one seed Philadelphia 76ers have a commanding, currently hold a 2-0 series lead over the 8 seed Washington Wizards. The 5th seed Atlanta Hawks currently hold a 2-1 series lead over the 4th seed New York Knicks. The 3rd seed Milwaukee Bucks have a 3-0 series lead over the 6th seed Miami Heat. And the 2nd seed Brooklyn Nets currently hold a 2-1 series lead over the 7th seed Boston Celtics. So again, Philadelphia leads the series 2-0 over Washington. Atlanta leads the series 2-1 over the New York Knicks. The Milwaukee Bucks lead the series 3-0 over the Miami Heat. And the Brooklyn Nets have a 2-1 series lead over the Boston Celtics. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The number one seed Utah Jazz and the number 8 seed Memphis Grizzlies. Currently, the series is tied at one game apiece. The fifth seed Dallas Mavericks have a 2-1 series lead over the fourth seed Los Angeles Clippers. The third seed Denver Nuggets have a 2-1 series lead over the sixth seed Portland Trail Blazers. And the seventh seed Los Angeles Lakers have a 2-1 series lead over the Phoenix Suns. So again, in the Western Conference, the Utah Jazz and the number one seed Utah Jazz and the number eight seed Memphis Grizzlies currently have a series tied at one game apiece. The fifth seed Dallas Mavericks and the fourth seed Los Angeles Clippers. Dallas has a 2-1 series lead. The third seed Denver Nuggets and the sixth seed Portland Trail Blazers. Denver has a 2-1 series lead. And the seventh seed Los Angeles Lakers and the second seed Phoenix Suns. The Lakers currently have a 2-1 series lead over Phoenix. So those are your current standings and as of this time in the playoffs, as well as your league leaders. All right, when we come back from the break, I have a great interview with Venora Lewis. She is the host of The V Report, also NFL Digest, and co-host of The Huddle Up on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. And she also is the head of NBA content, also a writer for the Ambush Sports Network and Beyond Women's Sports, and the founder of a cool nonprofit organization called the VL Foundation. We talked the New York Knicks being in the NBA playoffs. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
With Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Remember?
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Back in January when a
road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
A group of Redditors drove up the price of GameStop.
It was discombobulating. It was disturbing. Like, what the hell is going on?
I'm Annie Minoff, and I also wanted to know what was going on. Since then, I've talked to dozens of people and learned the full story of how a Reddit forum fueled a massive stock surge. One that took Wall Street totally by surprise.
I should have known, yes, I should have, but I did not.
Follow our 5-part series on The Journal, Sundays starting May 30th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing a brand new line of Flex power tools exclusively at Lowe's. A top pick for pros on the Lowe's list for innovation, this high-performance power tool line has everything a pro like you needs. Industry-leading battery technology delivering 20% more power, a longer runtime, and faster charging too. Shop in-store or online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Versus National Home Centers for Flex 24-volt. Flex 24-volt batteries compared to 18-volt 20-max batteries utilizing the same cells, U.S. only.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
They're from behind.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 21 Buick Envision models for just $35,790 or $28,77 below MSRP on new 21 Buick Encore GX models. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
3-point line.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six, I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Short jump shots, putbacks. He was doing it all for the Knicks late.
Here goes Rose on the take. Rose scores. Nell gives it up quickly. Jumps the lane. Now it's Rose and quickly. Quickly goes up, and he scores it on Herter in transition.
The top, but not enough for the officials to make a call. See if the Knicks can convert here. Cut it to two.
Oh, nifty move by Rose to get to the basket. Shot the lights out since April 1st. After signing a 4-year deal with Atlanta, there goes Rose, high off the...
Where he's at, see if you can get a mismatch on it. Even so, see if you can pick up a foul or two.
Here's Rose, over Bogdanovich.
Rotation, and none better than Derrick Rose for the Knicks. Coming off the bench, able to size up.
Three-pointers in that second quarter, 20-point first half for Trae Young. Knicks with the ball, first time around, and that is a very...
time. Pockets to rest D. Rose so he's really fresh. This game is still close in the fourth quarter.
And Derrick Rose gets into the...
by Randle to break up that play.
Oh, Randle's playing hard despite not scoring. He is racking up big rebound numbers. He's got 8. Oh, Derrick Rose! Right...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA and TNT and Turner Sports. And, yes, Derrick Rose did his thing in Game 2 of the 2021 NBA playoffs, scoring 26 points against the Atlanta Hawks. And, yeah, the New York Knicks in the playoffs, yeah, it's been a while. It's been since the 2012-2013 season that the Knicks have been in the playoffs. But, man, it's one thing to have the Lakers, Los Angeles, Lakers being in the playoffs, but man, when the Knicks are in the playoffs, it is a whole nother ball game when you've got two big market teams in the league in the playoffs. And I had someone on the program that is a diehard New York Knicks fan. We want to welcome her back to the program. She is the host of the V Report for the MTNB Sports Podcast Network, also a contributing writer for Beyond Women's Sports. Let's welcome her back to the program, Venora Lewis. Hey, Venora, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, Ed. How are you? I'm doing very well.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Venora, the Knicks are back in the playoffs. It's been since, as I said earlier, since the 2012-2013 season. You know, as I mentioned, we've had conversations about this before, about the Knicks. It's one thing to have the Los Angeles Lakers in the playoffs, but when you have the Knicks in the playoffs, it's a whole nother ball game. Just kind of give me your thoughts on where were you when you found out that the Knicks were going to be playing in the postseason?
Well, I did say a while ago that I believe with this Knicks team that I could see them definitely in the playoffs this year. People call me a mad woman when I said that. But was I right or was I right? Because here the Knicks are. When I found out they were in playoffs, it was like I kind of knew they were going that way before they even got to the rock that time because of how they were playing. The Knicks were having, I think at one point we had like a 11-game winning streak. So it was like, wow. So, like, I kind of felt like this was a team that was going to bring us back to the playoffs. Like, we haven't been there since 2013. So now we're here. We finally got the recipe right.
Yeah, they definitely indeed have the recipe right. We're going to get into the roster in just a moment. But Nora, there have been so many great teams that have graced the Knicks, really. I mean, the Knicks from the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and even in the early 2000s, we've seen a lot of stars grace that franchise with Willis Reed and Earl Monroe and Walt Frazier and Dave DeBuscher and Bill Bradley and, you know, just a whole Dick Barnett and a host of great stars. You know, we can talk about Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley and John Starks, and you can talk about Latrell Sprewell and Marcus Camby and also Allen Houston and Chris Childs. And we know those players have a place in the Knicks franchise. But, you know, Julius Randle, I mean, he's the NBA's most improved player of the year. What do you think have been the keys to his success with the Knicks this season?
I feel like Randle just he's the biggest guy on the court besides LeBron. Big, he's fast, he's powerful, he's accurate. Mindset, look at all the players right now. But, like, he's been able to be everywhere. That's where his success has been. He's like an all-star player with the Knicks needed this whole time. Like, somebody that can play the entire court, can get rebounds, can shoot threes, can do anything that's needed. He is a stellar all-around player. I think that's what definitely shot his superstar in New York. Because the Knicks, we needed that. We needed somebody that can do more and always give more. And he was when he was named MVP, he said, "I am not done yet until we are done with this playoff season." He said, "Till then, I'm just a regular guy." I was like, when he said that, I was like, "That's what I'm talking about. We need that hump because in New York, we need that humbleness. So we Knicks fans get excited every year." Hoping for the best, and now we finally got some real hope here.
Definitely, man. And Julius Randle's definitely been the spark that has really been what the Knicks needed. It's been a long time, and definitely Knicks fans are definitely deserving of this. Let's stay with more of the roster for the moment. The Knicks bring defense. I mean, the Knicks were, along with Philadelphia, were like the best defensive teams in the league. Head coach Tom Thibodeau, he's been successful throughout the course of his NBA career. He had the success as an assistant with the Boston Celtics. Then he had success with the Chicago Bulls and then later success with the Minnesota Timberwolves. What do you think has been his what do you think has been the keys to success for him as being the coach of the Knicks?
I feel like the players just really listen to Thibodeau. Like, they really lean on him for guidance. They lean on him for leadership. And I've seen, like, just watching the games, the way he fights for his players. In general, when you see as a player, as an athlete, when you see a coach fight for you, you want to do better. And even when it's hard, we have some Knicks coaches that try fighting for the players. They just didn't go anywhere. Like last year, but the way that Tibbs is like doing, like the way he coaches, the way he is all about elevating the players, you can tell that it's different than most of the other coaches that I've seen in a while with the players themselves. So I think it's really good that he works with the players, makes them want to do better and do more. And I think that's what's helping with the success here. And he's like, they literally listen to him.
Yeah, and definitely he's got a whole – he has gotten definitely the best of him and then some. Again, we talked about Julius Randle earlier, but, man, R.J. Barrett, wow. He – you know, R.J. Barrett, Reggie Bullock, Alec Burks, Taj Gibson, Nerlens Noel, those guys are so strong on the defensive side. Just kind of give me your thoughts on their contributions to the Knicks.
Honestly, the day we drafted R.J. I knew that kid was special. I knew he was special before that, but, man, it was the best thing to hear his name called. I was so excited. The fact that he's playing on our team just makes me – I jump for joy every time I see him, because I knew when I saw him at Duke, I was like, okay, if we could not get Zion, I was like, oh, all right, let's get RJ Barrett. And when we got RJ, I was like, that's what I needed. That's exactly what I needed to see. So it was a great, great day for us as a fans, because RJ, as you said, he's just so – the defensive skills are unmatched. And then when he gets hot, it's just beauty. It's beauty in full effect. Let's continue picking our player, Alex Burke. Alex Burke has been red hot this entire playoff so far, and that's what we need. The Knicks bench is just crazy, and I haven't seen a Knicks bench like this in so long. So it's just like, this is a great thing. It's a great time to be a Knicks fan. Look at other names you mentioned. Nerlens Noel, the way he can rebound, the way he can also shoot and be powerful on the court is another reason why we are where we're at, or why we are one of the top defense. I believe we're number one in defense because of who our players are. The way the Knicks play, they play hardball. They don't play like lackadaisical like the old Knicks used to. The old Knicks will let you just score up on them and hope for the best. So it's just like, they also play hard defense all four quarters. That was one thing the Knicks struggled with for the longest time, is that third quarter. And they still sometimes have some weak third quarters, but I haven't seen it as much with this team.
What about Reggie Bullock? I know Reggie Bullock has really come alive, especially during the second half of the year, and he's really turned it up thus far in the playoffs. Just give me your thoughts on Reggie's play.
Reggie Bullock has been doing his thing. When I'm telling you, like, he has been phenomenal this entire season. Like, well, especially half of the season. At first, it was, it happens. Like, sometimes some players look a little iffy, but when he turns up, I saw him do, he had a pretty decent game. That was, like, the first game, the first playoff, yeah. I thought he did pretty well. This season, overall, he's had a pretty decent season. I definitely see him coming to his own throughout the entire season. I think that also helps with him, as your coach, who is not going to allow you to be mediocre. I think that plays a huge role here. But I definitely want to see more from him in the playoffs. I want my players to really give it out there, because we beat the Hawks in the season several times. I'm not saying that they're not a good team. I would not say that. But they're a really good team. But I think that this, I just feel like I need more from Reggie. But
you know, exactly. And you know, the Knicks have so many great young stars on this team, but you also have to have veteran leadership. And I want to start off with Taj Gibson. Now, Taj Gibson is he's a native New Yorker, so he knows the city very well. He knows the area. He knows how much the Knicks mean to the area. We know Taj Gibson, again, played with the Chicago Bulls, is a Tom Thibodeau product. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Taj and his veteran leadership to this team.
Like, that's what you said, having somebody who knows New York, knows how the market is, how it is there. Like, we just basically, players, people that come play any New York sport, know they are in the super limelight. Like, you're a Yankee, you're a Giant, you're a Ranger, you're a Knick. You know everybody's zooming in on you, because New York has some of the toughest fans. So having someone like Tom Gates that knows that, and also is a veteran, also played Chicago, one of our huge old rivals. It's like it's good to have somebody that has been here before, has been around the league, that can definitely show, like, tell people about, you know, like for example, our first playoff game, like how those jitters feel, how it feels to be now. Yeah, we mixed the bell up. Well, to other people, a laughing stock for a long time. Somebody that can definitely change that momentum, and with young men that are new to this, that haven't played professional basketball or just, you know, getting into it that way, having a leader that can show you that it's okay to mess up and that if everything will blow over, but still you want to definitely bring your A game, especially in this city. Is very necessary. I think he also has been doing very good on the court as well.
Yeah, and also another veteran that's, again, another product of Tom Thibodeau, and that's Derrick Rose. I played the highlight of him earlier before we started the segment, and I've got to tell you, Derrick Rose has had a revival. He's had a renaissance this year, and he's come alive, especially in the second half of the year. Just kind of tell me, you know, Derrick Rose is a former league MVP. He's an all-star. Mm-hmm. He's been through it. He's seen it all. He's been, again, a product with Tom Thibodeau. He's gone through the injuries. He's bounced back. And he's really had a resurgence since he's been playing with the Knicks. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Derrick Rose and what his importance is to the Knicks.
I have to come on this platform and say I am sorry to Derrick Rose. I was a huge Derrick Rose anti-supporter for a while because when he first was on the Knicks, the first time, he pissed me off so much. He would just, when he was hot, he was hot. But then when he wasn't, he would do stuff like when he disappeared randomly. Like, that was a very frustrating thing for a fan to see, like, especially when you was at the game and Derrick Rose, you wanted to see Derrick Rose and he just didn't show up. And no one knew where he was. And you're just like, what? Like, that was a very difficult season, especially the 2016-17 season when he was on the Knicks. I was pissed. So I was not a fan, but I have to give all props to this man because him coming back to New York with, I think, Dread Derrick Rose is so different than what he was at Dread Derrick Rose because he is not only a leader, he is back to when I think he was in his early Chicago days, the way he just plays and also his humbleness. Being an all-star, being a veteran coming off the bench is not comfortable for everybody. And he took it with grace and kept playing and does his thing. You could tell when he's on the court, he commands leadership. And those other young men follow him and they work with him to win games. Like, it just is what it is. And I enjoy seeing this Derrick Rose. I enjoy seeing his evolution to get to where he's at now, and I am at the point that I'm ready to purchase a jersey. I'm like, I'm right there because of what I've seen, especially this season, the way he brought my Knicks back to life. It's just, I am in extreme gratitude to Derrick Rose.
Indeed, a lot of Knicks fans, even a lot of basketball fans like ourselves, are in extreme gratitude that Derrick Rose is back, and he's back and playing at his MVP form this year. And speaking of gratitude,
yep.
You know, a lot of fans have been welcomed back. They've shown their gratitude by returning to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. I remember very vividly that professional wrestler Bret Hart once said that Madison Square Garden may not be a church, but it's holy ground, and definitely it's housed a lot of great, not just Knicks games, but just great sporting events and a lot of concerts in general. Venora, can you explain to the listeners out there just what is the magic like at Madison Square Garden, just watching a Knicks game and just seeing just the excitement on the faces of Knicks fans?
I can tell you anything at Madison Square Garden is elite. It hits a different level because of what it's like. Everybody wants to be in Madison Square Garden. Even like artists want to perform in Madison Square Garden. Rangers games are just exciting. Everything about when you're in the garden. Just it's just the like you said, it's like a of just excitement and joy comes out of everybody's face because it's just like the performers and the talent, which is I would say in this case is the players. They just it's just like they have extra boost of like energy, and also it's like it's the history of it too. So as Knicks fans, especially when they're in the garden, I know it must have felt like even the players said they felt the difference when their fans came back. Now again, Knicks fans are rough. They're not going to be just like, oh, man, they just lost the game. No, they're going to be horrible if they lose the game. But like, it's just they also have that such a connection to the players that sometimes can be taken out of context. Like, they are players, right? They're people. But they have a deep connection to those players that they will show their affection in multiple different ways. And that, I honestly say, that's with anything. I remember watching, like, documentaries on different, like, music artists and stuff like that, and performers and players and stuff like that. And they all said the second they stepped on the court or on the stage or on the ice in the garden, it just was like you felt the history of everything at Madison Square Garden that means, everything about New York, that everything about it hits you at that moment. Even like football players who go to games have said, oh my goodness, the second I went to the garden, you feel the energy. We used to love to say the garden's always rumbling and shaking, especially when the Knicks play. I could tell by just watching the TV, the garden was rumbling and shaking this playoff because of how electrifying these games were.
Rightfully so, man. I tell you what, man, it's always great to see the garden have fans there. Again, and just watching just events there over the years, it's just exciting. Not just Knicks games, but whether it be wrestling matches or concerts or whatever,
yep.
Man, Madison Square Garden is indeed one of a kind. I want to stay with where Madison Square Garden is located in New York City and in Midtown
yep.
Manhattan. You know, New York is the number one media market in the country, and Los Angeles is number two. I want to know, give me in your opinion, Venora, what are the differences between New York basketball fans and L.A. basketball fans?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. I will say I unfortunately haven't had the pleasure of going to any L.A. games or being in California yet, but that's changing this summer. But I'll say – from just observation, I can say L.A., their fan base is extremely strong and their brand is strong. I feel like when it comes to, like, I'll just use the Lakers example because that's the one at the top of my head right now. Lakers fans are not just L.A., they're all over the place. So it's like, in L.A., of course, it's probably like a lot of division between Lakers and Clippers fans. Actually, I probably think so. But I know that those fan bases are very strong and they are swarming. But I can know for a fact that Lakers fans spread across. I can tell you as a Knicks fan, a New Yorker, most people that I know that like the Knicks live in New York. That's it. Like, and now that the Nets are in Brooklyn, it's like even in certain boroughs, you could tell the difference. Where the garden is located, the garden is literally right on top of Penn Station. So it's like, if anybody, especially the East Coast that takes Amtrak, if you get off at Penn Station, you look up, there's the garden. It's like in the heart. I believe it's in downtown LA. I have no idea because I've not been, but I don't know if it's in the heart. But see, I know that the garden is in the heart of Manhattan. Like, it's right there. Like, you could take the megabus and you're going to literally walk past the garden. That's how where you're at. I think that when it comes to the two arenas, it must be based on the location of the state player. I just don't know. Because I have never been to Cali to ever see it, but I know that their fan base is, like, nationwide. I know Knicks fan base is usually just New Yorkers. That's what I've seen by my observations. I don't know any outside New York fans. That's all I'll say.
Okay, well, you know, and I just you know, throughout the years of just watching sports and things of that nature, I know New York and L.A. are indeed unique in very different ways, and not just in the culture and the lifestyle, but just also in sports as well. And just always found it fascinating how the fan bases are so different. And just to answer your question, the Staples Center is located right in the heart of downtown Los Angeles.
Near
I want to say it's near the Microsoft Theater, the Nokia Theater, something like that. Near LA Live, but the school center is in downtown Los Angeles. And before, the Lakers used to actually play in Inglewood at the Great Western Forum during the days of Showtime with Magic and Kareem and James Worthy and people like that. But I want to stay just with New York and Los Angeles for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles is the number two media market in the country. So we've seen LA have dominance within the last, I don't know, maybe 5 to 7 years in the NBA. But with the Knicks having this resurgence again, when you have New York and LA winning in the NBA, the dynamic changes and people really pay attention. What is it about New York that has people paying attention once again and people excited just to watch NBA, and why is it different?
I think people are excited to watch New York games because we finally have a product that's worth watching. Knicks fans are going to watch games. We're going to watch them, hate them, curse them the TV and call them a day. But now the rest of the world started to tune back in because we have something that's worth watching. We have a team that's actually giving us more on the court than we have ever received from any of our teams. I will never, ever go at my 90s Knicks or even my early 2000s. I think that was in a great time to be alive. You know, I was young. I still remember the excitement. But unfortunately, after that, we had a long era of just bad or very mediocre. So I can say that definitely things are starting to evolve because when you have something worth watching, yes, it is Manhattan, it is New York, it's everybody wants to live there. Everybody wants to be a part of that excitement, live that New York dream because they always believe if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I personally still to this day believe that. You can make it in New York, you can make it in any state because just how it's set up, the demographic, and I think that being like having LA like right behind us and media and everything else, it's just like there are just two areas where, you know, one, everything's very expensive. The two is like if you can give us a product that's worth watching and worth supporting, you're going to get an incredible amount of money, an incredible amount of supporters, an incredible amount of attention because of what the product is. So I think that's why I've seen New York doing the fans are increasing, that which means money's going up. And also I think if we bring another, we're making it attractive so we can get more. Now LA. Everybody wants to live in Cali, like live that California lifestyle, especially the players. Because technically the players in New York, they live in Jersey. So it's like that's just what happens. Because no one wants to live in Manhattan unless you're like, you know, more elderly or extremely, extremely wealthy, or you're like five people to a house. I guess that's how it is in New York. So it's like L.A. has that, you know, those beautiful homes in Calabasas and in the hills, stuff like that. So it's like when they got LeBron AD, all you heard about on the news is LeBron AD for literally a year. And you're like, there's so many other teams, but it's because of what the product is. They have these new amazing all-stars that switch up the game, that make it more attractive. Derrick Rose is here, and he is making it attractive. Obi Toppin is making it attractive. RJ Barrett is making it attractive, and so is Julius Randle. Like, these are just a few names on top of my head that are making the franchise attractive, which will make people want to actually pay attention and actually patronize, which will get more money and hopefully one day some more all-stars.
Rightfully so, and I think, you know, with New York is, they say it's the Big Apple and it's Broadway, and definitely it's you know, we know about L.A. and we know what it brings to the table, but New York brings a lot to the table as well. It's different, it's unique in its own way. And speaking of New York, you mentioned, Venora, about the boroughs and just the whole tri-state area of how they really rally around the New York Knicks. Can you describe to the listeners out there, I want to ask, are there differences, like, in who are Knicks fans and who are Nets fans, depending on the boroughs?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, and then you have northern and central New Jersey, and then there's, like, southern Connecticut, and then there's Long Island, which makes up the New York metropolitan area. So can you explain to the listeners out there kind of the differences, like, who are Knicks fans and who are Nets, Brooklyn Nets fans?
I can tell you guys a lot of New Jersey people in New Jersey are Nets fans because the Nets used to be like the New Jersey Nets. So that's what they, they're more connected there. I'll say Brooklyn Heavy is a Nets, like, mecca because that's where the Nets play, right in Barclays. I actually personally have never been to Staten Island. I had never had the how can I say it nicely? I never had, like, the need to go, so, like, I've never been down there, but I'm going to probably say they probably lean more Nets kind, I would say. I've never physically been there, but I've been to Long Island. Long Island can be a mixture. They're more, like, actually, it's funny, they're more Mets fans down there than, because even, like, with the Mets, the Yankees, the same thing. It's like, the different boroughs, you could tell who's what fan, because you could just, you see it all over the place. I would say, not Bronx, I would say that's a Knicks mecca. Like, they have Knicks play out fast cover in the Bronx and, of course, Manhattan. You'll see a lot of that. And also, because the Knicks were so bad for so long, a lot of Knicks fans wished up became Nets fans because the Nets were one doing better. Jay-Z was, like, part owner of them, so I was like, and since Jay-Z's from Brooklyn, kind of makes it, you know, more attractive over there. But the star power always came to the Garden. Like, you would see, like, of course, Spike Lee is our mascot. First, I believe, we have Spike Lee. You have Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan. You have pretty much any Giants player you see, they'll be at the Knicks game. So I would say even that's more of that Manhattan, that some pieces of Jersey still, because you're saying that close piece of Jersey is not too far from Manhattan. I would say down to like Trenton, Jersey and up, they're more into the New York limelight. So they're like, half of them are Nets fans that are like more towards, obviously, or north. The other ones towards the south are more Knicks fans. And now Queens, I think Queens is a good even split. There's an even split. Most of them, I would say, because I have a lot of family in Queens, and they are diehard Knicks fans. So it's a good split in Queens. You can go either way there. But, yeah, different boroughs definitely play a role in who's going to what game. Even like, state rivalries, like, you could tell. Now, Connecticut is kind of like, I would say they're more like a neutral ground. Like, they, I have been in Connecticut. I haven't seen much of any, like, not heavy fan paraphernalia up there. But, they're kind of like if you're going to the Lids, you'll see, like, in that area, that state, you know which team is dominant. You see a lot of New York stuff in there, but you see also a lot of, like, Philly stuff as well.
All right, well, you know, we mentioned, again, we talked about team that's across the East River and from Manhattan, and that's the Brooklyn Nets. And, Venora, you know, for so long, New York has always been a Knicks town. But the last several years, the Nets have really made noise. So I got to ask you this question. Do you think New York is still very much a Knicks town, or do you think it's about split 50-50 between the Knicks and the Nets?
Well, the Nets, I will say that mostly, I think, again, because of the team we have now, it's still a Knicks town, or next state, I would say, because, like, the Nets have been, like, those who know, like, you know, ball basketball, the Nets have been trash for a long time. And when they, now getting the star power they got, which made it more attractive, of course a lot of people are going to go to where KD's playing, Kyrie and James Harden are playing, and now randomly Blake Griffin's playing. So, like, they're going to, that's where you hear, hearing stars' names, you're going to be like, ooh, attention. But as I will say, that did definitely shift, there was a huge shift when that happened. But I still think with this team, where these players are starting to become all-stars, especially even this young, they're still young, and they'll see that shift, like, start teeter-tottering again as well. I will say there's a, now I know the entire borough of Brooklyn is not, they're not moving. That's a net area. So, like, you go there, all you see is black and silver. You don't see no orange and blue. Say, over, because of the star power the Nets have, that did definitely boost them up tremendously, because I'm telling you, it was like, we used to say in New York that Nets used to stand for now end the season. That's how we used to just break down what Nets means. I've seen it with Jets and Mets. We had, like, breakdowns of what they mean as New Yorkers. Like, so I will say now that they are now where they at, sitting high up in the ranks, doing, having all the star power, it definitely changes that. But for I'm not going to say it permanently changes, because no matter what, you can't tell a Knicks fan to stop being a Knicks fan. I'll tell you that. They're just not going to do that. They're always going to rep their Knicks, even if the Knicks are trash. We, like, diehard Knicks fans don't even move. They just be like, well, next year we got it. I'm telling you, Knicks fans are Cowboys fans. Like, we feel the same exact way. We're like, okay, well, next year, though, it's next year, our year. Every year I hear that in Manhattan, even if I'm just driving by or walking through, I'll be like, I hear, like, yo, you hear the Knicks are going to be good next year. I hear that every single year. So I can say that I still think it's pretty much still a Knicks town or state, whatever you want to call it. But the Nets did make a huge roar when they got their star power.
Speaking of a huge roar, Benora, you know the way the draw is currently set up in the Eastern Conference. It's a strong possibility that the two boroughs could meet up possibly in the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you think the chances are of the Knicks and the Nets playing each other in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That would literally, like, I know my father passed away a long time ago, but that would make him, like, he's getting a front row seat in heaven for that game. And that would be literally, for every New York fan, I think that might be, I think that's Christmas for us. It's just, that would be amazing. But the chances of that happening, though, as a realistic fan and a sports person now, I don't see that happening, because we would have to still get through Philly. And the way Joel Embiid is playing right now, oh, that would be embarrassing. And I will sit here on this platform and say it. The way the refs be cheating the Knicks when they play the Nets is ridiculous. And I am just going to say it. That's what I've been seeing. Every time I watch the Nets and Knicks play, I've seen so many fouls that are not called and so many fake fouls that are called, especially in the last few minutes of the game. I'm like, nah, y'all playing, because you just don't want to see the glitch. So I just, I would love that personally. That would be like, that would be like Christmas came early. And also the people that are New York, from New York, Christmas is different in New York and Manhattan. I will tell you that right now. And it's just a different vibe. It's just different. You saw Home Alone 2, you get how New York is at Christmas time. It's just beautiful and everything. So the Knicks to the Nets were to play, I think the entire state of New York might fall off of the map, just because that's just how crazy it would be. You can't tell a New York fan anything if that happens. No matter who wins, you can't tell them anything.
All right, well, definitely, I just said, definitely something we'll have to pay attention to moving forward. That would be an interesting scenario if it happens with a Knicks and a Nets the battle in New York City in the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, well, Venora, thank you so much, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Now, you are the host of the V Report for the MTMB Sports Podcast Network, so just tell everybody what the V Report is all about.
Sure. The V Report is my perspective on what's going on in the sports world. I cover the NBA, I cover the NFL and the WNBA. I provide Yankees updates because I am not a baseball analyst, but I'm a Yankees fan. So I that's the one thing I do fandom for is my Yankees. And that's what I cover on there. I also just like to, my new thing is I'm doing a spotlight of the week where I just pick somebody that are a group of people that I've seen throughout on social media or on the world that are just doing good for the community. I just like to uplift viewers, uplift my my listeners and my community by just bringing positive light to sports and what's going on. I do, as most players do believe themselves, I'm a person that believes that's reality. So I try to do a podcast where it's always positive and always inclusive and just a great break from your day from whatever it is you're going through.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, especially in these current circumstances. We definitely need a break from just reality, and definitely what you bring to the table, as well as the other podcasts or other broadcasters at the MTMB Sports Podcast Network do a great job in providing content. And you also do some work writing for the NBA for Ambush Sports. Can you just tell everybody a little bit more about that?
Sure. With Ambush Sports Network, I definitely have to get back to writing because I took off some time because I was in my master's program, which I completely finished and I'm excited about. So I'm getting back to writing more. But at Ambush Sports Network, I was still am currently the NBA head correspondent. So what my job was to do was cover the NBA and also delegate different tasks to people to write more things and to just check over everything that's going on. My job was to make sure that at least most or all teams are covered throughout the year. So that's what my position there was. At Beyond Women's Sports, I was covering New York Liberty. My job was to write about what Liberty is doing. The Liberty, also, I'm very excited about this year because my girl Sabrina is doing her thing, which means we are finally making some progress in New York. So that's what I love, good New York basketball, and I've seen nothing but good New York basketball this year, and I'm very excited about it. But that's what I get to do there. I have the joy to cover that. But now that I'm finished with school, I'm going back to writing, so you guys will definitely see more of my articles out there again.
Awesome to hear. And also, you did some stuff as well as a contributing writer for Beyond Women's Sports. Are you still doing any work with them?
Yes, I will be covering New York Liberty. I'll tell y'all right now, when you are overbooked, sometimes you have to pull back. And what I did was I pulled back in my writing areas because I had to get my MBA, and my MBA had to come first. So I will be covering New York Liberty. I will get back to writing literally probably this weekend, which is, a vacation weekend, but it's okay. I'm back. But, yeah, I will be working with them again.
Oh, yeah, I know you've been a very busy woman lately, and I know you're definitely going to get back on your grind and get back to writing. And also something that you're very passionate about. As a matter of fact, the last time you were on the program, we went into detail about your nonprofit, which is the VL Foundation.
Yes.
Just tell the listeners about what the VL Foundation is all about.
Oh, sure. I started a nonprofit called the VL Foundation, where our mission is to pretty much to develop and support the mental health initiatives that improve outcomes in families and communities where adolescents have experienced the death or the absence of a loved one. So pretty much what we do is we work with the children that either have lost their parents or parents, or their parent or parents have left the home. And that can be for a numerous variety of reasons. And now left out that child to raise their siblings or run the household. So our job with that is to, one, provide that child with counseling, because the abandonment of a parent or the death of a parent, especially during COVID, is a pain that is honestly overlooked. It's looked at as a way of like, well, that's not an umbrella of grief. We sometimes don't give grace to those who are grieving, and especially children. We just, like, I know a lot of people, unfortunately, that are adults who have lost their parents, which is still a terrible situation, and it's still a pain you don't unmatch. But children, while they are going through adolescence, they're changing, their bodies are changing, their mentality is changing, and everything is all over the place. Adding the death to your parent or the parent leaving can create long-lasting damages. So our goal is to, one, try to intercept that as early as possible, work on healing that, and then prepare them for their next stage, which is either going to college or getting a job. Actually, right now, we have 3 scholarships that are their scholarship is due today, actually, by 11:59, and those are, the first one is called the Domingo and Williams Scholarship for Communications, where anybody who's going to become a communications major, all freshman scholarships, that's today as well. The Lewis Scholarship of Leadership, this is a scholarship for somebody that is, again, going to college, has been a leader in their community. That scholarship is due today. And then our big scholarship, which is the Walker Scholarship for the Advancement of Education, which is somebody, again, going to college, high GPA, has the idea of what they're going to do and has it set up so that they can be successful after college. So that's somebody that's going into college saying, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going in bio pre-med. This is my plan. This is what I'm doing with my degree, going to med school, practicing, whatever. And I just want that on essay. So, yes, we have 3 scholarships that will be due tonight. So if you know anybody, Ed, that's looking, especially some of these high school seniors that are looking to get some more money in their pockets, we all know that comes with college. The more money, the better. It does not matter how much it is. It just helps all problems. But, yeah, that's what my foundation's been working on so far. We have a lot of amazing events coming up. In August, when the school, in my area, where the school year starts, and we're ready to take over this stigma and help heal these kids.
Definitely. What a beautiful thing that you're doing right there. Definitely proud of you on that endeavor with the VL Foundation. So, again, Venora, tell everybody where they can find you. You're welcome. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites that you want to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nora, N-O-R-A, underscore the fish, N-A-T-I-S-H. And also, if you and you can just let me know if we want to talk. You DM me. My DMs are always open for sports questions only, or questions about my foundation is fine. My foundation information is the VL Foundation on Facebook. Foundation VL on Twitter and the VL Foundation on Instagram. Our website is the VLFoundation.org. So if you guys know any of those seniors that want to get that last minute scholarship, that's the place to go to download the application and get that in by 11:59 Eastern Standard Time PM. So that's what I got. And you guys hit me up on all those areas and you can definitely get in contact with me that way.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Venora Lewis. She is the host of the B Report with the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. Also, she's a contributing writer for Ambush Sports and also Beyond Women's Sports. And she has a great nonprofit organization called the VL Foundation doing some amazing work. And Venora, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us as always. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
All right. Thank you so much. I had a great time talking to you, and I hope you have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, will do. Thank you so much. And also, by the way, I just want to say congratulations on earning your MBA, man. That's great. With everything that's happened and what's going on, again, congratulations to you on earning that MBA, and much success to you.
Thank you so much, Ed. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Either from behind the three-point line, short jump shots, putbacks. He was doing it all for the Knicks late.
Here goes Rose on the take. Rose scores. Bell gives it up quickly. Jumps the lane. Now it's Rose and quickly. Quickly goes up, and he scores it on Herder in transition.
The topping, but not enough for the officials to make a call. See if the Knicks can convert here. Cut it to two.
Oh, nipsy move by Rose to get to the basket. Shot the lights out since April 1st. After signing a four-year deal with Atlanta, there goes Rose, high off the...
Where he's at, see if you can get a mismatch on it. Even so, see if you can pick up a foul or two.
Here's Rose, over Bogdanovich.
Rotation, and none better than Derrick Rose for the Knicks. Coming off the bench, able to size up.
Three-pointers in that second quarter, 20-point first half for Trae Young. Knicks with the ball, first time around, and that is a very...
time. Pockets to rest D. Rose, so he's really fresh. This game is still close in the fourth quarter.
And Derrick Rose gets into the...
by Randle to break up that play.
Oh, Randle's playing hard. Despite not scoring, he is racking up big rebound numbers. He's got eight. Oh, Derrick Rose! Right down the...
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Wake up with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast baconator excluded.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 21 Buick Envision models for just $35,790 or $28,77 below MSRP on new 21 Buick Encore GX models. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Now serving B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line.
Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly.
You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time.
That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game.
Real great work, Jim.
You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Now serving F27 at D. DMV window number 16.
Okay, Rose, we're second in line.
Perfect, Rose. You remembered the birth certificate?
Yes, and we have our electric bill.
Excellent.
We'll be Real ID ready in no time. Real ID ready to visit our grandson, Ricky, at Fort Bragg, then fly to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Pardon me, are you talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am.
Talk yourself into Real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Venora Lewis, the host of the B Report, and also the Huddle Up for the MGMV Sports Podcast Network, as well as a writer for Ambush Sports Network and Beyond Women's Sports, and of course, doing her thing on the nonprofit side with the V Foundation. Again, before we close out the program, again, just give you an update on the current seedings and the series standings in the playoffs. To start off in the Eastern Conference, the number one seed, Philadelphia 76ers, have a 2-0 series lead over the 8 seed, Washington Wizards. The 5th seed, Atlanta Hawks, have a 2-1 series lead over the 4th seed, New York Knicks. The 3rd seed, Milwaukee Bucks, have a 3-0 lead series lead over the 6th seed, Miami Heat. The 2nd seed Brooklyn Nets have a 2-1 series lead over the 7th seed Boston Celtics that's currently in the Eastern Conference. Now for the Western Conference, the number 1 seed Utah Jazz and the 8th seed Memphis Grizzlies currently have a series tied at one game apiece. The 5th seed Dallas Mavericks have a 2-1 series lead over the 4th seed Los Angeles Clippers. The 3rd seed Denver Nuggets currently have a 2-1 series lead over the 6th seed Portland Trail Blazers. And the 7th seed Los Angeles Lakers have a 2-1 series lead over the Phoenix Suns. That's where we currently stand in the seedings and the series leads in both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference in the 2021 NBA playoff. Again, once again, a big special thank you to our guest this week, Venora Lewis. Check her out at VVLFoundation.org and also the great work she's done with MPMB Sports as well as Ambush Sports and Beyond Women's Sports. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At The Rim. So long, everyone.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy.
His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.